This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The globalists are moving on every front across the planet to cut off resources to any group or organization or people they don't control. They are openly bringing in their planetary world government on the ashes of sovereign nations and individuals. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're now into the second hour of worldwide broadcast. Coming up in the next segment, we have the barbershop owner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, who was fined for not cutting a woman's hair. And now that ties into all this other important social engineering news. Joseph Farah of the Western Journalism Center and WorldNet Daily joins us with key information on the Clintons and more. And then Pastor Chuck Baldwin joins us on the fall of the church and how it was taken over in America. This is key information. It's all coming up today in the next 2 hours. If you just joined us, it is 14 years later, 9/11, 2015. And I just played the former deputy head of the CIA and the former head of Defense Intelligence openly saying that they were ordered to basically back al-Qaeda. They were ordered to fix intelligence to cover up ISIS. And now it's all coming out. To then turn them loose to commit incredible crimes all over the Middle East. And then the West would encourage with freebies that we won't ship you back if you come to Europe. And so it went from a few hundred people a day to a few thousand a day to tens of thousands a day to hundreds of thousands a week. And now they're saying we must accept them. And the word is it may be millions a month now, just giant mass floods as the crisis to bring down Europe. I mean, it's so diabolical. And the same thing's been done saying, oh, we're just taking children in America and the government buses them into Democratic Party offices and gives them voting cards and driver's license and welfare and anchor baby. And, oh, and adults, too. Only 17% are under 18. Actually, it's adults. And then two-thirds, two out of three Hispanics oppose immigration increase in new Gallup poll. Despite all the propaganda saying it's racist to not have open borders. Hispanics aren't stupid. But what are you going to do with the giant groups of people from all over the world showing up? Latin America was the majority. It's not now. It's just the whole world. Asia, the Middle East, the poorest areas of Africa. I go into some areas of Austin now, and it looks worse than third world countries I've been in, with just people just squatting under trees. The ones that haven't gotten recycled in the Democratic Party yet. People fishing with beer cans and lines from, you know, Guatemala down in the creek with fires going. I mean, it's just like, when it looked like Brazil. I want to build up Brazil. I want to build up Mexico. I want to have them be first world. But this is to make us third world. Have you been to some areas of L.A. now? It's scary. And the decision's been made to turn us into a third world country. I thought folks might want to know that. And are we safer 14 years after 9/11? No. Al-Qaeda's been given Stinger missiles and all these weapons. They've changed their name. They're taking over. They're being supported by our government. Top generals have gone public. No one gets in trouble. And Homeland Security is busy through their Democratic Party front people in Travis County and other counties around the country, not just in Texas, going after Republican and Libertarian-style governors that are fighting the New World Order. But there's a political purge and takedown. You know, that's what Hitler did at first, the first 6-7 years in Germany, before he really went hardcore. He would just have people set you up for political stuff, for petty crimes, and then they put you in jail for that. And then, oh, you die in jail. Oh, boy. Like they'd come pick up your disabled child and say, oh, they just stopped breathing last night. Oh, boy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistles, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here live. We're also back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. Then I will return live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, with a Sunday worldwide broadcast as well. We're going to be broadcasting for 28 hours. We've added an hour. Coming up starting next Wednesday into next Thursday. So that special 28-hour broadcast launching the radio and TV shows onto television satellite will be happening next week. We have several documentaries made for TV. We're going to be premiering here. We're going to have a whole bunch of special guests. It's really going to be an amazing 28-hour live broadcast with about 22 hours of it being live. Another 6 hours or so are going to be documentaries, premieres, special reports, you name it. You will not want to miss what's coming up next Wednesday and Thursday. Find details at InfoWars.com/show. Now, on Monday, I saw a story in the Associated Press and also in local news. Barbershop fined $750 for refusing to cut a woman's hair. And it described the lady coming in, and they said, look, we're a men's barbershop. just like there are women's salons, just like there is Curves for women's only fitness gyms that my good buddy founded and owns. The CEO has been on the broadcast. It's just crazy. And one guest we had likened it to if you owned a Dodge car, going into a Mercedes dealership and saying, I want you to work on my American car. And they go, we work on German cars. Or going into a Japanese car place. I mean, they've got the equipment, they've got the parts, they've got the mechanics. They know how to work on a Japanese car. It'd be like going into an Italian Ferrari repair shop and telling them to work on your Ford pickup. It's not discriminatory. That's what they do. It'd be like showing up to NASCAR and saying, I want to see a circus. They'd look at you and say, we race cars. We don't have lions and tigers and bears, oh my. But this is where political correctness has gone, and people laugh at it as kooky. No, he got fined $750 for gender discrimination. I personally, in my life, go to barbershops since I was a little kid. You go in, you wait 5-10 minutes, your dad gets his haircut, you get your haircut, you're in, you're out. A lot of these men's barbershops have Playboys laying around, or they have beer. I don't know about this gentleman's barbershop, but I know that's a trend where you got women's shops and you got men's shops. Or maybe there's pinup girls on the walls and beer or video games. I don't know about his barbershop. I'm just guessing. But now there's articles out. Feminists claim it's sexist to compliment women. A lawyer sent a woman a message saying he thought she was, quote, stunning in her LinkedIn photo. She went public, attacked him. Other feminist groups shamed him, saying, you don't talk to women. See, they're God. You don't even talk to them. Lawyer who accused barrister of sexism has described men online as hot and trolled for men. So, see, it's about a power thing. That's in the London Telegraph today. Most women are great. Most men are great. Are there some men out there that are arrogant pigs? Sure. Are there women out there that are crazy? Absolutely. But with the modern feminist movement, it's about power. And we see Christians getting locked up for not, you know, giving out marriage licenses. We see all sorts of persecution if somebody won't bake a certain cake. I mean, am I going to go to some black fraternal organization and demand I be allowed in? I mean, or how about a Masonic order? They have them for men and women. Can I go join Women of the Eastern Star, a Masonic female organization? Look at this. San Francisco jails to house transgender inmates based on gender preference. And then they had national debates about this the last few days. Our guest, Johnny Interville, now has the website barberstandsup.com. He's going to go on Fox News today, but he wanted to come on first here because he's a listener. We're honored to have him. Johnny, thank you for coming on. My Barbiere, I believe I'm pronouncing it right, is the name of your barbershop. I'm told it's an upscale men's only facility. They have men's only gyms, too. I mean, I guess those are hateful. This is crazy. Describe to us what exactly happened and where all this is going now.
Well, where it's going and what happened. About 4 months ago, a young lady came in to get a haircut here in our barbershop. And she was declined service because she's a woman, and we have an all-male clientele here. At that point, she became very irate. We tried to comfort her, offering another place for her to go. We've had women come in the past and I want to get haircuts. And, you know, they've had no problem with it. It's just, you know, sometimes you get someone who's a little more aggressive, and that's what happens. You know, we offered to pay for a haircut at the other place. She wasn't having that, and I really never gave it another thought. And then a few weeks later, or months later, rather, I got a letter that said I was fined $750, and I could either accept that payment and admit my guilt, to which, you know, obviously I don't think I'm guilty of anything, and or fight it and face $10,000 in fines and stand to lose my shop. So after kicking it around a lot, I've decided that maybe you can tell me something different. I think my best course of action is to pay the fine and then appeal that. I was afraid that maybe once I said, you know, yeah, I'm guilty by paying the fine, then they could file lawsuits for discrimination after the fact. you know, like they're just waiting.
Well, you should talk to a lawyer about your particular state laws, but in general, this is outrageous.
Yeah.
They have Curves, the biggest fitness chain in the world. You made that point to me off air. It's a great parallel that's for women only. They have golf courses that are for women only, tennis courts that are for women only. I think that's totally normal. Sometimes women want to get away from men. They don't want to have to dress up. That makes sense. Sometimes men want to go be part of a men's club and not be around women so you can tell jokes and do whatever you want. I mean, it's just common sense. They're waging war against this. It's bizarre. And so if I was you personally, describe it for me. Was it a state or local agency? I know you're in Washington, PA, right outside Pittsburgh. I mean, describe exactly what agency did this.
Well, to describe it exactly, a gentleman came down from Pittsburgh. I assume he was from the state. He came in and sort of, you know, strong-armed us into talking. I told him, I'm a very honest person, you know. I told him exactly what happened, same as I'm telling you right now. And my statement is really what got me in trouble, saying that, yeah, I did turn her down based on gender. So according to the law, you know, I did break it, but, you know, according to the law of, you know.
But that law is unconstitutional.
I think so.
Well, I mean, you're allowed to have a barbershop for men, just like they can have salons for women.
I would think so. But, yeah, it's a state law to answer you. You know what I mean? It's and that's when I called their lawyer to ask, you know, what should I do to this fact? You know, what can I do? He said he couldn't tell me. You know, I called the state, and he said it's a conflict of interest. I can't give you any information. I said, how can I prevent this in the future? Can I put a disclaimer on my website? And he would just read me over and over the four-sentence umbrella law, you know, you can't discriminate against, you know, any race, sex, religion, and that's it. I mean, and then this is bottom line, black and white. So, you know, this appeal, I think, is going to be an uphill battle.
Well, I'll tell you the answer is for, I don't want to give Curves any trouble, but because they're patriots, but I would find some women-only gym, and I think you should go on the news camera and say, I'm here to go in the women's locker room, and I'm here, and you got to let me work out, and just see how they like it, because this is about terrorizing men. Now, tell me about your place. I see a guy drinking beer back there. I'm told it's a place. I mean, it's really just kind of like a bar where guys can hang around and shoot the, you know,
really
what.
Is, man. I can give you the grand tour if you like.
Yeah, let's do it.
You want to do it? Basically, this is the place. This is Max, who's kind of a gentleman right now, and he's enjoying a frosty beverage. we got three stations. We're a very small place. One guy trying to make a living out here. And then we have a bar area. And in our bar area, we have a kegerator that is completely complimentary. And we have, you know, different boozes and like a wine fridge. And then for the kids and stuff, sodas, water, Gatorade, stuff like that. And like a little coffee area over there. And that's pretty much it.
Well, I would come get my hair cut there. There was a place like that. That's awesome.
But yeah, it's a pretty, people like it, that's for sure.
Do you think that, well, I mean, from my experience, if you pay this, because I've had some similar things go on, then they probably will have the EEOC come in next and say, give us $100,000. There's folks that make a living off this.
I know. I know that's going to happen, damn it. The young lady and I had sent her an apology. I didn't want any. The initial newspaper, I told them, don't put her name in there, you know, because I didn't want any kind of repercussions for that. And because it wasn't on any state papers, but they did it anyway. And I sent her an apology on Facebook. I said, I don't even know you. You know, and I said, for whatever reason, you felt you were wronged, and I feel bad about that. And you took the course of action that you felt was necessary. And, you know, whatever. And she responded by hopefully what she said, it will, will help me out. But she said she was only coming here to make sure that I was up to standards
to
her boyfriend the week after, because she demands perfection in her haircuts. So, I don't know, man. I'm doing some other choices.
Sounds like a really sick power trip. And I'd say to this young woman, do you understand this is social engineering by very sophisticated foundations on record to break up the family, turn everybody against each other? And,
yeah,
and you know, it's called being cool and minding your own business. So what if guys want a place to get their hair cut and drink beer? Women have all their places. Do you really want men coming in to where you're at?
I'll give you a great example. We do a lot of wedding parties here, and you know, guys getting married, brings in his whole crew. We lock the doors, close the blinds, we're reading Playboy, smoking cigars, drinking beer, doing shots, swearing, farting, whatever guys want to do. if, say, a woman were to come in, they would immediately lose that vibe. They would immediately have to act gentlemanlike. They wouldn't be able to swear, drink, fart, read the playbooks. They'd have to hide things. And immediately the entire atmosphere of the shop would change. You know what I mean? So that, just because, it wouldn't have anything to do with me. It would have to do with them. They would feel like they had to act a certain way, like they're in public now. You know, when the blinds are closed. And
sure, sometimes I go out with my buddies, and you know, if the girls go, it's a totally different vibe, a totally different evening. And so, I mean, are guys allowed to be alone? That's what this comes down to. Are we allowed to have any male culture?
It doesn't seem like it. I know when a guy comes here with his girlfriend, he never brings her the second time, I'll tell you that.
Well, I mean, I've seen similar places. I know they're popular. I know they're growing. So I guess that's the type of place it was. And it just, you know, Seattle has told city employees, you'll be fired if you bring a brown paper bag to work. We see this as a symbol of hate. No one ever said a brown paper bag was a symbol of hate. No one ever said it's just about them being able to ban whatever they want. And I would just say to this young lady in the state, so if I want to go to Curves or I want to go to any other women's only thing or to a women's church group, then we can find them if you don't let me in. I mean, is this really where women want to go?
I don't know. I guess it might be. I certainly hope not, because that's a shame. Somebody told me that you have to call children purple penguins in school now. They can't be associated as boys or girls. Say what's going on. We're live on the air. 15,000 million viewers right now. Come on in and say hi. But yeah, that's what I heard. I mean, you can't. There's no individuality anymore. You know what I mean? It's just not an America that's. It's not America anymore. You know. It's incredible.
Well, I mean, what it is a cult. Brainwashing facility. Because, you know, first they said a decade ago at the universities, we need to ban he, she, boy, girl, man, woman, husband, wife, because if you're not a husband or a wife, it's hurtful. If you're not a boy or a girl, it's hurtful. As if you existing, you see, hurts them. It's the opposite of tolerance. They're intolerant, and so now schools across the country are getting rid of the word boy and girl, he or she, and you've got to use weird prefixes or purple penguin because they say we've got to talk like they say. I mean, it's so crazy, I can't even believe it.
I heard it the first time I heard it yesterday, and it's I don't even know how to respond to it. It's insane.
Well, we're gentlemen, and so we like to be nice to people. And so we start using the words they say, and it sets a precedent to where now we're basically slaves to it. The answer is not being politically correct. And see, that's why I think she showed up. That's why a lot of these feminists do this around the country and the world. Is let's face it, she doesn't like a place with leather barber chairs and guys reading Playboy and drinking beer. That's chauvinistic. That's bad. That's evil. And that's why this happened to you. But I think in the end, they're going to probably change the law. They're going to probably back off of this because it makes them look so stupid. And I would guess you're going to end up getting a lot more business.
You know, I hope so. And I hope I can aid in that fight against this. You know what I mean? A lot of your listeners actually contacted me. And they said, you know, you would be a good place to, you know, fight, I guess, you know, because that's really what it is a fight. And I can't do it by myself. I mean, I'm just one guy, you know what I mean? But I think right now it's a hot topic, and I'm at the forefront, you know, one of the people at the forefront of it, and I certainly want to do my part to have this not become the norm, you know. I want to get rid of that. So.
Well, the harassment of small businesses in this country by these people is just getting completely out of control and insane. Now, the EEOC is saying that if someone has a secret disability that you don't know about, they don't tell you about, that they can later claim you hurt them and their disability even though you weren't aware of it, and then pay damages. So this is meant to sabotage our industry. How are we supposed to operate as a country with these type of totalitarian rules?
You can't. You absolutely cannot do it. You just can't. They set everything against you. There's no way that you can make it. You know what I mean? I can't even. It's just absolutely ridiculous. And it gets worse every day. Every single day it gets worse and worse.
Well, you tried to be sweet to her. You tried to be a gentleman. I think the answer is stop being. I mean, still be gentlemanly, obviously. This is my opinion. But start being a little more aggressive. And I would have pulled a camera out. I know you're a nice guy, business owner. I'd say, lady, there's women's places all over that don't do men's hair. Are you saying they're bad too? You know, why are you starting a fight with me? And that's what it comes down to. I think when you did apologize, when you were nice, she took that as weakness. wanted to push it, probably has got a lawyer, and, you know, there's not a lot of jobs in this country, so, you know, maybe you're going to be bankrolling her future. I mean, I'm not saying that's what's happening. That potentially could be happening, and we need to put an end to this.
I certainly am worried about that. I certainly would not want that to happen. I'd burn this place to the ground before that happened, but to be honest with you, you know, I go to work every day. You know what I mean? I believe everybody should have a job, should do what they're supposed to do. You know, every one of my family has worked for generations and generations back. We, you know, my family's been business owners in this city for, God, five generations back, from ice cream shops in 1921 all the way up to my barbershop now. And, you know, for somebody to try to tear it down, you know, that doesn't, I don't know anything about her personal life, but, you know, from her actions, it clearly, you know, it says it all. It speaks volumes. Actions speak volumes, I think.
Well, all over Europe, especially in England, they have men and women's clubs. And women go after work and have drinks and smoke cigarettes or whatever and read magazines and talk about women stuff because they want to be around women.
Sure.
And then men have their clubs, and then they have clubs where both men and women go to them. That's just normal. Why do you think there's this attack on just normal human activity?
You know, I don't know, but I made a point the other day that it just seems like they're intentionally starting these fights with us. You know, a couple of weeks ago there was that some sort of award show where Caitlyn Jenner won an award for, you know, being a hero, and a Marine lost the award. And it just seemed to me like they just invented that whole scenario. You know what I mean? Like, why a Marine? Because a certain group of people are going to get pissed off when a Marine is, you know what I mean? And a certain other group of people are going to be upset if she didn't. And they're just pitting each other against each other all the time. And, you know, the blacks versus the whites, the gay versus the straights, the whoever, you know, the guys versus the girls, the penguins versus the purple people. You know? It's just that's what's going on. I mean, it's to me, I preach it all day long on my show. If any of my guys can tell you, you know, I preach.
Well, I mean, I would guess you're a live and let live, probably a libertarian type guy, too. The thing is, libertarians and patriots are some of the most open people out there. But we want to be able to live our lives like we want. That's what real freedom is, not adopt this new totalitarianism. We got about 3 minutes left. We'll obviously, Johnny Interval, get an update from you as this unfolds. I know you're going on Fox News and some other channels today. But I would just point out, when you're on there, this is a culture war. If they can make men's barbershops accept women, then they can make us accept anything. I love women, but women deserve to have, you know, their own places like Curves. And, I mean, you know what to say, but just say that this is part of a war on men having any area. I mean, the new James Bond, they're saying, is going to be politically correct and apologize for being a chauvinist. Not in this new movie, but the next movie. I mean, they are really just attacking men being men. It's crazy.
It really is, man. I mean, I don't know what's next, but it ain't going to be good. You know, it ain't going to be good. At least on the path we're going. And like I said, I hope I can aid in the fight for this, you know. I certainly intend to.
Well, good job speaking out. A lot of folks would just cower and hand everything over and apologize and just say, here's all my money, here's my car, put your kids in the street, worship her, slit your throat. You know, give her buckets of blood and just say, I'm sorry, and that wouldn't be enough. But you've stood up. MyBarbier.com or BarberStandsUp.com. John, we got about a minute and a half. Closing comments.
Thanks for having me on, for sure. You know, I'm definitely a supporter of the show. We'll continue to do that. I'm sure you gained some listeners, you know, if you didn't already have enough. You got some more today from just my guys. Certainly a lot of people chiming in on my news feed. That's really it. Yeah, go to barberstandup.com. If you want to help me fight these injustices, I'm going to need your help, you know. So, anyway.
Well, we've got to stand together or hang separate. And whenever you're in Pennsylvania, nearby Pittsburgh, I know next time I'm there, I'm gonna drive out to your town and get my hair cut, brother.
You stop in. Any of your listeners come in, and we'll take care of you on the house first time.
All right, brother. That's awesome. We'll talk to you again as this unfolds. Johnny, thanks for reaching out to us.
Thank you, sir. You have a
great
day.
Absolutely. God bless you.
Sure.
Folks, we're not buying into the war with men against women and vice versa. We're not buying into the black versus white. But the social engineers in the Democratic Party are doing it. And just like the Democrats controlled things when they ran the Ku Klux Klan, They are running things today, and a lot of these women that are going along with this are useful idiots and mean well, and they believe this is their coming-of-age event to stand up to the men, and it's truly sickening. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistles, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Many experts are predicting that food prices will surge this year due to the severe drought in California. 30dayfoodsupply.com has pre-purchased a large supply of ingredients, so we can continue to sell our 30-day food supply for only $99, and there's no limit to the number of boxes you can purchase. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon, and then pass the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184. 800-700-2184 for 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Joseph Farah, an icon of independent media, will be joining us in about 3 minutes. Then Pastor Chuck Baldwin on the fall of religious freedom in America. We can really mark it as September 2015. It's here. He'll be joining us for a full hour. We'll open the phones up on this Friday edition. I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time, with the Sunday broadcast. The nightly news is tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Briefly, we fund a lot of our operation with high-quality goods and services. And My Patriot Supply has been a sponsor for 3-4 years for us. They are, hands down, the best quality storable food at the most competitive prices. For 2 years, I've been going back and forth with them about InfoWars Select, an idea I had, of just their best lines, their freshest food, private labeled for InfoWars. And it's InfoWars Select, And we had their CEO on yesterday. They're one of the biggest food companies now. They're so successful because they're so competitive. And he said what he said to me off air. He kind of didn't like saying it. Yes, we've given you the authorization to sell this at the lowest price they've ever sold food, period. They're already very competitive. But in 2 weeks, this has to end because of their contracts with other major companies. And we'll still have an incredibly low price with Infowars Select. It'll be matching whatever their lowest price is. We still sell My Patriot Supply products, the exact same products, at just a little bit more money at InfowarsStore.com. It's just Infowars Select is their full spectrum of food, private labeled to Infowars. So go to InfowarsSelect.com or go to InfowarsStore.com, and you can go right in and get it from My Patriot, or you can get it from Infowars. And we basically, some of the food packs are a little bit different mixes, a little bit different, you know, here and there. Some of it's the exact same thing, but it's all super high quality and the exact same weight, the exact same purchasing power. And then the small profit we're making, because that's what I believe in capitalism, is selling more at a lower price. And then you dominate the market, then you're more successful, then you can fund your operation. We're true capitalists. So InfoWars Select and InfoWarsStore.com. With all the things happening in the world, now is the time to get storable food. The elites are doing it. The government's doing it. It's insurance you can eat. They want to make us dependent. The answer is storable foods. InfoWarsLife.com is where you find the incredible nutraceuticals like Knockout, that is 9 different compounds, L-theanine, melatonin, valerian root, and other things that work together to give you clean, deep, restful sleep that's so important. Knockout is now back in stock. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2 back in stock. Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality. And, of course, Liver Cleanse is going to sell out. In fact, they just told me it did just sell out about 10 minutes ago. That'll be back in about a month. Deep Cleanse is going to sell out very, very soon. Total Body Cleanse, just take a teaspoon every day. It's simply amazing with zeolites and a bunch of other key organic compounds known to really strip toxins out of the body. We also, in closing, have Made in America, Printed in America, Hillary for Prison shirts. And on the back it says Legalize Freedom, Infowars.com. And Joe Biggs went out this weekend, and folks bought him drinks, bought him dinner. But a few folks walked over and wanted to fight him until they saw it said prison. So Hillary is about as popular as cyanide right now, even in a liberal town like Austin, Texas. And speaking of that, our next guest can speak to the situation with the Clintons. He can talk basically to all of it in the 25 minutes we have with Joseph Farah. Joseph Farah worked some of the biggest newspapers in the country as editor. He then started the Western Journalism Center in the early 1990s that was listed as the number one enemy of the Clintons in the documents they got last year from the Clinton Foundation. They're based at his library. And Farah said it was so stunning when he first got it that he only released a small part of it. Now they're doing more stories on it and ready to tell us more about what's in it. But released Clinton files on media enemies and how they foresaw the rise of new media they wouldn't control. Now, Matt Drudge was in Politico yesterday as the number one news political site in the world, even dwarfing Facebook. But we go back to who really was first. And you've got to say it's Joseph Farah. Sure, Ron Paul was with newsletters, and so were other folks out there, and we owe that to them. Barry Goldwater was talking like we're talking back in the 50s and 60s, Senator Goldwater. What a great president he would have made. But Joseph Farah really deserves our thanks, WND.com. There's so much to get in the limited time we have, but he warned in the last election that we were going to really see an attempt to overthrow the country, and now we're seeing it. I want to see what he thinks is coming next. Joseph Farah, I could ask a lot of questions, but what do you think's front and center, my friend?
Well, I think, Alex, we're seeing something going on now with this invasion, both, you know, that's been going on in the United States for a long time, as you've been reporting for many, many years. A lot of people didn't really get excited about it until, you know, massive numbers of people started coming over the border here. Now we're seeing it, of course, in Europe. We've got, you know, the president of the United States saying, hey, we'll take some of those refugees off the hands of Europe. You know, we've got plenty of space in this country. We can handle virtually an unlimited number of so-called refugees. Who, you know, I don't think they're refugees at all. What's stunning about what we see going on, I think, in Europe particularly right now, is that the these are mostly Sunni Muslims who are storming into Europe, and they're not the victims of what's been going on in the Middle East for so long. The Sunni Muslims are the perpetrators of the horrors that we've seen, not just recently, but really for a very long time.
They're the ones taking over Libya, Egypt, Syria, Iraq. They're the majority. I'm not demonizing them as a whole, but undoubtedly they're Saudi Arabian backed. You're absolutely right. So what is the West thinking, socialist Merkel and others, advertising come here so hundreds of thousands turn into millions and they tell German women don't wear short skirts? I mean, where are the political correct people on this? Why does the left have a fetish on sexual mutilation, women can't drive cars, and wearing bags on their heads? Why does the left worship radical Islam?
Yeah, really, it shows that they don't mean what they say they mean. I mean, there aren't too many more stark examples than this. These are the multicultural people, too. They're the ones who are always telling us, you know, every culture is great. They're all equal. Some are more equal than others, and apparently this one that perpetrates the horrors on women, on anybody who disagrees with them in terms of their spiritual outlook or pretty much anything else, this is they embrace these folks. So where's the tolerance that they're always talking about? Where is the pluralism that they're always talking about? All these values that the so-called progressives espouse, we can now see that they don't really mean what they say. But getting back, Alex, if you don't mind, to the point I was trying to get at is, you know, the real victims in the Middle East are the Christians and other religious minority groups. But of all of them, the Christians are the biggest targets. They're the ones who are caught in the crossfire. They're the ones who are a real distinct minority. You know, you've got Sunnis, you've got Shia, and the next group is the Christians who are not armed, who are not attacking anybody, who don't want to, you know, they don't commit jihad, and they're being, you know, their very lives are at risk every single day in the Middle East. Do we do anything to help those refugees? By the way, these refugees, I'm one of them. I'm a descendant of these refugees. These refugees would assimilate so quickly in our culture. They'd be a blessing to our culture. They love liberty. They are hardworking people. They don't come to take handouts.
Well, like George Norrie.
Exactly. George, good example. And I think Trump has made this point.
I tell you, that's all the Lebanese Christians I see have, like, big successful businesses and are building buildings. I mean, it's kind of a cliche, but I haven't found many Lebanese people in America, Lebanese Christians, that aren't really contributing.
We're employers, we're entrepreneurs. I don't know why it works that way, but you know their values are good American values. They I'll give you an example. My dad grew up speaking Arabic. Okay, he wouldn't speak Arabic in our home. I used to beg him to teach me Arabic. He wouldn't do it because he wanted us to be Americans. He didn't even want us to think about the old world. And that's kind of the attitude that you have to have if you're a true immigrant, you know. These are not immigrants that we're talking about here. These are invading forces. They force their way ahead of other people in line, people who, you know, fill out all the forms, who wait. And this is what was... Now, why is this happening, Alex? I've been thinking about it. Why? Why is this happening? I'm not talking about why do people want out of their predicament or want into our country, but why is government condoning it? Why are they actually incentivizing it? Why are they going along with this? Why are they taking initiatives even before these invasions started to bring more and more of these folks into the United States and into Europe? I think it gets back to one of your themes. I think that this is about the empowerment of government, the empowerment of internationalism, And it is about, ultimately, it's about the lessening of liberty everywhere, in the United States, in Europe, etc. Government wants to be in control. So, hey, what's wrong with bringing in a bunch of folks who, you know, who are indebted to you for their very presence here? And that is ultimately, I think, what's at the core of the immigration problem. I hate to say immigration, because it's not immigration.
No, it's an invasion, and they won't even call it immigration. They call it migrants. It's like if I showed up at my neighbor's house and said, I'm moving in with you, I'm a migrant. We have the video of the screaming, the cussing, the Allah Akbars, the anger. We have the video of them attacking aid workers. We have the video of them posting on Facebook, a lot of jihad fighters. And ISIS said 6 months ago, we're going to send 500,000 immigrants in amongst them, will be our people. What is Merkel and the French and the U.S. going to do and Obama going to do when ISIS has already been attacking Europe, really starts attacking when they brought these people in and advertised? How will they get away with that?
Well, I think what ultimately, it doesn't matter what happens. You know, look, this is why I said, you know, a long time ago, probably on your show, that what is Obama all about? Obama is about instilling and advocating and encouraging chaos. Domestically, internationally, it doesn't matter. Everything he does is about increasing the potential for chaos.
Yeah, they're financing groups that say kill police. I can't even believe that a socialist would do. I mean, I know socialists are bad, but I mean, that really is making me think he really believes all that 60s revolution stuff.
Right. But what is chaos? Chaos is an opportunity for the government to step in and solve the problem for people, right? Of course, their solution is worse than the problem, always, because it means a lessening of liberty, it means bigger government, and all that goes along with that.
How do you think it's going for Obama, and do you believe the reports there's a split between the Obamas and the Clintons? Your take on election 2016, the persecution of the press, you've been enjoying the persecution of the Clintons, you were their first target. Could we see the end of the Clintons, or what do you think's going on?
I think Hillary's got a real problem. I have said all along, I don't think she's going to get the nomination. I didn't think so before the email thing even started. I have a few friendly wagers in place on that. I think she's got two problems. She's got herself, and she's a lousy salesman for what she believes in and for herself. Let's face it. You know, she was the heir apparent. Back in 2008, she didn't make it when she had everything going for her. I don't think she's going to make it this time. She's got two problems. She's got herself, and she's got Barack Obama. I don't believe that she would be his preference.
So what do you think about Biden? What do you think's happening with this election?
Well, you know, I don't have a crystal ball, and I don't know whether Biden's going to run or not. I suspect he is going to wind up being, coaxed into the ring. You know, he gave an interview last night where he sounded really ambivalent at best. But maybe that's a game he's playing. Of course, if there's going to be a savior for, you know, Obamaism in this race, he's got to be identified quickly, and he's got to get into the race. I think Biden's probably their choice, and aside from what he's going through emotionally about his son, I think ultimately he's going to do what Obama asks him to do.
What's your gut on Trump? I mean, he's a guy who loves Hillary Clinton. I like what he's saying, but then he flip-flopped and said, we got to take all these refugees, and he flip-flopped back. I mean, what's your, and you have a lot of sources in D.C. as well, you're based up there. What's the word on Trump?
Well, I don't pay any attention to what D.C. sources say. First, my own eyes can see. And here's the thing that I think is very encouraging about Trump. Whether he stays in the race, whether he wins, you know, he certainly wouldn't be the guy I would pick to turn America around, but he's there. And he's saying a lot of good things, and I think you agree. And,
yes.
And what's so great about Trump is that whatever he talks about, whatever issues he raises, they cannot be ignored. Donald Trump cannot be ignored. News agencies have tried to do it, but it's only to their own detriment if they don't cover what Trump says and does. And so this is a factor I don't think anybody of any of us expected to happen if you go back 6 months ago.
Well, they attacked him and it blew up in their face. The mainstream media is so hated that they crowned him when they attacked him.
Right. I mean, we can pick an ideal candidate who agrees with everything we believe in, right, Alex? But we can't get them elected.
Well, I don't think Trump wants to destroy America like Obama does. Do you think Obama will go quietly? What's your overall feel for the country? We're about to go to break, but in 60 seconds.
Obama's not going to go quietly. He's going to have a say in this race. Hillary Clinton is not his say. I think that divide is very real. It's unmistakable. He can decide it, of course, with the FBI investigation that he keeps expanding into all of Hillary's problems with the email thing. And, you know, that's a real thing. I mean, if you and I did something like that, Alex, we'd already be in jail. There wouldn't be some FBI investigation. We'd be, you know, they'd throw us in jail and they'd throw away the key. And so that is real, and it's in Obama's power what happens with Hillary, and I think she knows that. She's already starting to give signals of criticism toward Obama. So I think Obama's going to have his say. But I don't think they can field anybody on the Democratic side that could stop Donald Trump.
Wow. So let's talk about a President Trump on the other side. Even if he was one of their operatives before, these folks will certainly not sell themselves out. He might want to be president.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Pharaoh only on for two segments. There's so many questions I want to ask, but the 6 minutes we've got left. Looking at this, clearly they're flooding the United States and Europe with the cheap labor as a political checkmate and to basically get a new dependent class in here because they realize politically people are waking up. There's a new Gallup poll out. Two-thirds of Hispanics don't want more immigrants and don't want to expand immigration. So that whole narrative that Hispanics all want open borders, it's racist if you don't, we've always known that's bull, but it's coming out. And just the instincts for national survival, I think, will trump, pun intended, a lot of their actions. But what curveballs do you see them throwing? What are you most concerned with? The class warfare, the attack on the family, the injection of trannies everywhere, men's barbershops getting fined for not having women. I mean, it's becoming so crazy, I can't even believe it.
You're right, and it's more than the cheap labor thing. Ultimately, I think, for instance, let's narrow it down to this invasion. Why would this be a good thing for people who want bigger, more powerful government, less individual sovereignty? Because you want to have people who are not even capable of self-government themselves, okay? You know, that's what the founders had in mind for this country, was the idea that, you know, we basically govern ourselves and government would be strictly limited in its powers. And of course, we've drifted so far from that over such a long period of time. But now it's on hyperdrive. And I think ultimately it's much more than the cheap labor thing. Sure, government can sell that to big businesses. You know, you want cheap labor, this is good for you. Go along with the Chamber of Commerce. But I don't think this starts with the business sector. I think it starts with government, which is interested in always expanding its power at the expense of individual liberty. And what better way than to have a bunch of sheep coming into your country, people who are just happy to get any work that they can and who are not really interested or probably capable of functioning as a self-governing people under the parameters of our Constitution. That's what I think it's all about, ultimately.
I agree with you. In closing, I want to get you back in the next few months to get into those documents you got. You said some of it was so incendiary, you had to carefully dole it out. When are we going to learn more about what you got from the Clinton Library? I mean, what you released was bombshell.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of good stuff in there. But, you know, when I look at it, I think this means something to me because I experienced it. You know, how much can I put out there without people thinking I'm just being self-indulgent and just being nostalgic?
But it doesn't matter. This is how they plan to shut down new media and how they try. I mean, it's really powerful.
They thought of shutting down new media even before we got started, Alex. They saw it. I have to hand it to them. They saw what a threat, you know, we were at such an early stage in the development of new media. And so now, you know, now with guys like you and Breitbart and Drudge and the rest, they really got their hands full and they'll be more serious than ever. But look, we've experienced it all with Obama already. Let's face it. I mean, I don't think the Clintons have any tricks that Obama doesn't have. He has done things that I don't think Hillary could have gotten away with, Bill could have gotten away with. He has subverted the Constitution beyond my wildest imagination.
You think he's going to try something to stay in office or sail off in the sunset?
No, I think he wants to pick his successor. You know, he's also a genuinely lazy person. I don't think he likes being president. There's all the trappings that come with it, all the vacations and perks he likes. But, you know, I mean, I think his attitude is, I did my time. Now it's my turn to get rich. Look for Barack Obama to, you know, in a year or two, you'll see him sitting on a huge fortune. Ask yourselves how that happens. It happens every single time these guys leave office.
Wow. Joseph Farah, WND.com. Thank you so much for all you've done. We would be in even deeper trouble if it wasn't for you guys. Thank you, sir. Third hour. Thank you. Thank you. Third hour coming up. We got very important guests joining us soon.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. right now. You can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.